Yisbuch, maybe we should be afraid that the Krisis, that the parasha of Gittin that's written in the Sefer Torah, that's what the husband meant to give it to her, L'shem Gershin. So where it says, Noah, bina v'kosov lo l'shmo v'leka, that you have to write to get l'shmo, it has to be written for this wife and for this husband. And here the Sefer Torah was tam written l'shem Kedusha Sefer Torah. So therefore, of course, it's possible. T'chit heimen, maybe you'll tell me, Leichesh, let's be afraid, dil ma'aktim v'yoyev le'zuz le'safram, mi'ikara, maybe this husband gave some money to the Sefer at the beginning when he first went to write the Sefer Torah, or when he was up to this Pasha of Gershon, and he wrote it, l'shem this man and this wife. So Gemara says, still it's no good. Ho bi'inon, it should be shmoi u'shmo, shem iroi v'shem iro v'leka, but that's the Ika Torah of the get. The Ika part of the get is you have to have the name of the husband, the name of the wife, and the city where they live in. And that's not in the Sefer Torah. So for sure, the fact the husband gave a Sefer Torah to his wife means nothing. So Gemara asks, if so, Rav Yosef, Maika Mashmalon, what is Rav Yosef teaching us? Like Pshita, she's not Megareshes. So he's teaching us, Shein Mei Milun, Agabe Mei Milun. That's what he's teaching us. In other words, we don't have to be afraid that maybe really the husband wrote a get on this parchment. Just we can't see it right now. But really, he had it written with walnut water, with this Mei Milun. Because even if it happened, over here for sure it's possible. Because even at the beginning, when he wrote it, that's not called Iksaf. As before, though, we had the get was written with Mei Milun, even though it got dissolved later. But at the beginning, when it was written, it was not written there on parchment that was worked over with Mei Milun. Therefore, at the time when it was written, it was Nikki, you could tell it was there. Just later, it got dissolved, it went away. But over here, even at the beginning, when it was written, also it's not Nikker. Because it was written with Iksaf, that's Ein Mei Milun, Agabim Mei Milun. That's Rav Yosef's Chiddush. We have no chash at all to say there was a get written on the Sefer Torah. Because even if it was, still it's possible. Omar Rav Chizav says like this. What's the loch of get shekospo shlo lishmo? You have a get that was written up shlo lishmo. The Sefer first wrote it, not with intentions for this Yaakov, for this Rachel. Then vehever olav kumus lishmo. But later, when the husband says, I want to use this get, so the Sefer said, you know what? I'll write over the name Yaakov and the name Rachel, like the Ikra, the get, I'll write it over again, Lishmo. So is it kosher or not? So the Gemara says, Bonu l'machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbonin. Maybe this comes to the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonin, if just writing over the ksav you have before, like Rashi says, I'll call ice for ice. Like you go over the whole get, and now you have in mind to write it Lishmo, is it kosher or not? That's totally the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonin. Titania, because we learn like this. If a Sefer was writing a Sefer Torah, and he's supposed to write down, now he's up to writing down Hashem's name, Yudke Vovke, Veniskav in Lichtav Yehuda. But he made a mistake, and he had Kavona to write Yehuda, Yudhe Vov Daladhe. But Vitoi Velohito Boy Dalad, but he made a mistake and did not write the Dalad in Yehuda. But rather, he only wrote Yudke Vovke. So it comes out, really, he wrote Hashem's name, but he did not have kavon in the mind to write Hashem's name. So Allah reads the Hashem is possible. So it says, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Maver Olav Kulmis, what the Sefer has to do now is go over a second time with his pen over this Yudke Vovke, Umekachoy, and the second time let him have kavon now to do it L'Shem, Kedushas Hashem, and it says it's Kosher Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So you see, if you go over the Ksav, and you do it now lishmo, that's called the good ksav lishmo. But v'chachomim oimim nechomim say, ein ha'shem min amufcha. No, the shame is not min amufcha, it's not kosher. Why, l'chur? Because you see, you can't make it lishmo. So l'chur, that's the machlokes now, that the second ksiv, in other words, even though we had before ksav, agabi ksav, is not called a new ksav, but over here it's not a chsaron in the ksav, the ksav is the good ksav, it's only not lishmo. So it's a machlokes if you can add lishmo to the first ksav. So Gemara says no. Omer Rav Acha bar Yaakov dum alohi. Maybe it's not that way. Maybe this is not the machlokes. I tell you, maybe ad kam loy kami rabbanon hosom. When did the rabbanon say over here that the sefer Torah is possible to be inam? Because the pasuk says zekeli v'anvehu, that when you do mitzvahs you have to do them nice. V'leka, here it's no good. In other words, when you write a sefer Torah you have to write it nice. That means the first time you write it, you have to write it lishmo. Therefore, here it's possible to write it over a second time. Avol hocha, but by get loy, But over here by get, there's no halacha of zekeh levian veyu, so maybe you could make a lishmo by writing it over the same thing a second time. Therefore, this machlokes of Yudin Rabbonin is not the shiloh of our shiloh here. Here it's tam a shiloh, maybe a second ksav, a ksav, a gabe ksav, would help to make it into lishmo. So that's what here they apply by a sofik. Alright, we'll stop over here. You have holden daf chof omer aleph. Again, the Gemara says, Omer Rav Chizda. Chizda said that Yechilna lemifsalinhu lekule gitu diyalma. If Chizda said that it was up to him, he could passel all the gitin that were given, he owes the raw passel. So Omer Rav, Rav said back to Rav Chizda, like, my time, what's the reason? He lame, if you want to tell me mishum dikhsiv, because the pasuk says, vikosav, which really means that the husband is supposed to have the get written, like he's supposed to pay the soifer, supposed to be, he's the one that's supposed to have it written. For Hochan, we know that the takon of the Rabbanan is, ihi kokosvalei, we know that Lachor is that the wife, she is the one that pays the soifer. Like Rashi says, noisenes char ha-soifer, she's the one that gives the money to the soifer, because they're mean to be Gemara, they get pushed, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, mishum takonis igunas. Because the new takana that the wife, she pays for the cipher. So it comes out really, it's like she's owning the get. So if so, all the gitin should be possible. So Gemara says, if that's the problem, maybe part of the takana was that the rabbonin were makna this get of the wife to the husband first. Although Rashi is better, Rashi says, ahu zuza, medidor, that the money that she pays for the cipher is if the rabbonin are like mafkarit from her, and give it over to the husband, so maybe it's considered really like the husband is paying for the get. That the command the yoiv le'iyu, that's considered like the husband is paying for the get. Because the klal is the hefka bezin, hoi hefka. When bezin says something is hefka, it remains hefka. And who are the bezin has the right to give over the money to somebody else? So maybe enichnami midirabonon, the get, the money is like being paid by the husband. So therefore, the gitin apostle. So Mar says, what other reasons should you have to pass the Gittin? Ela mishum dechsev v'nosan. It says, v'nosan, the husband has to give something. V'ocha lo yoyev lo midi. And here the husband doesn't have to give her anything. Like our Mishnah says, you can write it on the leaf of an olive tree. Rashi, even Isuri Hanor we had before was kosher. So it comes out the husband is not really giving anything to her. So if so, the get should be posel. Because usually when the Torah says Lashon of Venosan, like Rashi says it means Barnes Sinneshe Shava Pruta. Usually means you have to give us something at least worth a Pruta. So every get should have to be worth at least a Pruta. Svara says no, Dilma Nesinas Get. Maybe here what the Torah means, Venosan means to give over a get, the din of the get. You have to give her over a get, and here it does not mean the Shava Pruta. And Teda, I'll bring you proof of this. The Shochem Mitomer was sent from over there that Kisvu Ali Suri had no kosher. If a get was written on something that's also b'hano, let's say on the leaf of an Atzei Asherah, since it's also b'hano, it's not worth anything, still the get is kosher. So you see clearly the locher is the get is kosher, even though it's not worth a Shavapruta. Either Torah says Lashon V'nosan, so here it does not mean a Shavapruta, it means you have to give with a din a get. Now Gufa, just before we learned on top, that Shochem Mitom was sent from over there, that cause for Ali Suri Hano kosher. If a get was written on something that's also b'ano, and the husband gives it over to his wife, still it's kosher. You see, you don't have to give her a Shava Pruta. And this the Gemara says, Omer Ravashi, Ravashi says, Afana Namitanina, I'll bring you a proof from the source from Al Mishnah. Al Mishnah says, Alo Shel Zayis, if the get was written on a leaf from an olive tree, it says that it's kosher, and we know a leaf from an olive tree is not worth anything. So Mora says, Dilma Shani Ola Shel Zayis, maybe the leaf of an olive tree is different. I'll tell you maybe the Chozilit Terufei. Because the leaf from an olive tree is Chozilit Terufei, Rashi explains, like, you could put a few of them together, and together they will be worth a Sheva Pruta. So therefore each leaf by itself is called something in Mumnis. But maybe Yisuri Anor is nothing at all, maybe that's worse. So therefore from our Mishnah you don't have a proof. That's why we need Sholcha Mitom that told us, yes, still it's kosher. Tanya, we learned, Rabbi Yosel says, that Kisvu Ali Suri Hano Kosher, if the husband writes a get on something that's also Bano and gives it over to his wife, still the get is kosher. Now, Nofak Levi, Levi went out and Dorsha Meshmeh the Rebbe. When he gave a drosh like in shul, he said over in the name of Rebbe that that's the halacha that you could write a get even on Isuria no. But V'loi Kosu, much of the people did not praise him. In other words, they did not accept it. Because he only said it in the name of Rebbe, so people thought it's only a yochid that holds that way. But that's not really the halacha that way. The rabbin does not hold that way. So therefore, next time Levi gave a drosha, he said Meshmeh the Rabbim. He said it over in the name of a rabbin. He didn't just say, Rebbe said, he said, the rabbin says it. The kosul, then the people praised him and those accepted it. The kopon, what do we see from Levi? Alma hichos hakavosi. That since Levi went out of his way to make sure that people should accept this drosha, mashma, that's the way we paskin. We take a paskin like Levi. We take a paskin like Rebbe. That if you write a get on Isuria, no, the mice of the get discussion. Tana Rabbon went to the price like this. The kosav, the Torah says, the kosav, they have to write the get. The get has to be written. So we darshin v'loy chokak. You cannot just like scratch out. Chokak means to bang out. You can't have like a wooden board and knock out, carve out. Chokak can't carve out Rashi b'tavla b'sak, and you can't carve out the get. That's not called iksiva. But the kosav means writing. So Gemara says, l'meimu, you want to tell me? The chakiko lav ksivi? Is it true what you're saying that a chakiko, like a carving out, is not called ksiva? Or reminu, I have a kasher on this. It says clearly that eved sheyotza v'ksav shagavi tavla. If an eved kanani received a get shikher from his odon that was written on a plank of wood, or else pinkis, also type of a plank, kitsi was carved out, is yotza l'cheris, the halacha is the get is good? And we know all halachas of get shikher, we learn out from get isha. They're also in need of a kosav. So you see, if you carve out something on wood, it is called a kosav. But it says over there, by get shikhar, avoloi biksav shagabi kipam v'yan duchteri. But not with the writing that's like woven. If you have some cloth, wool, and you like weave something on top of it in writing, that's no good. That's not called a kosav. So Rashi says, kein koiva shotsemer, like a wooden woolen hat, they put underneath the sheitels like, and in this they carve, they sew in letters. So those letters, those are not called ksiva. But if you carve out something in wood or in a plank, that is called ksiva. So Tzikasha, how could you tell me b'chokak? It's possible, here at Samashram, I get shikha that it is called ksav. So the Gemara says, Amar Ula, Amar Rebbe Loza, Lekasha. Here there's no stira. Here there's a difference. Ho dechok toichos, ho dechok yireches. There are two ways how you could carve out something on a plank. One way is chok toichos means you carve out around the yois. That is, you take out part of the wood around the yois in the middle, and the yois itself stays the way it was before. That's possible. Because it's not called you made the yois is just staying the way it was. You're just carving out the wood around it. And memela you could see the yois. That's possible. Of a ho dechok yireches. But here, the choki reichas, that means you carve out the oisios itself. Like the other wood stays still. You carve out the oisios, the letters itself. That's called the good ksiva. Zimora says, v'toichos loy. But if you carve out around the oisios, and mainly you have the ois, you want to say that's fossil, or a minu or have a kasha. It says aloha by the tzitz, that the kohen go to war, we know it had a writing on it of the kodesh lashem. Now it says on the tzitz, Lehoyu Kosvo Shakeya, this writing of Kodesh Lashem that was written on the golden tzitz, it was not sunk in like Ella Boilet, rather the words Kodesh Lashem was like sticking out. Kedin Rezov, the same way you have a golden coin. Now Vodin Rezov, a golden coin, Toichosain, how do you make like an emblem on a coin? You take your seal and you bang it in, and that pushes aside the sides, and the middle stays the same way it was before. So you see, that's the way they did by the tzitz to make the Kodesh Lashem, and by the tzitz it's called a v'kosav, it's called a ksiva. So you see, even chok toichos should also be kosher. Sumer says, no, what the Braisa means to say is kedin rezov, but for like kedin rezov. It's like a golden coin, but not completely. Kedin rezov, in one point, it's like a golden coin, the boilet. That true, just like a golden coin, the words stick out. By the tzitz also the words Kodesh Hashem stuck out. But v'loik din rezov, it wasn't made like a din rezov is made. Dilu hasam toichos. By a golden coin, you press out the sides, and the middle of the middle sticks out. Habahocho yireches. But over here by the tzitz, the taka knocked out the words Kodesh Lashem. So Rashi explains what they did is they turned the tzitz upside down. On the back of it, they like banged in the words Kodesh Lashem. And then when you turn it on the other side, the words Kodesh Lashem is like sticking out. So true, the words Kodesh Lashem was sticking out. But not that they pressed down the sides, but rather they pressed out the middle from the back. So that's called Chok Yerechos, that your mamash making the Oseus itself, that's kosher. Oh, Malay Ravina la Ravashi. So Ravina said back to Ravashi, Roishama. When you have a Roisha, means a seal. How does a seal work when you want to press something down to make a chosin, to make a seal? Michrat Choritz, do we say the pshat is that it smoothens out the sides, and the melee you have the middle, and that will be possible, that's called like Chok Teichos? I Kenufi Machna, for else no, it pushes together the middle to make the Oseus itself stick out, and that would be called a good surah, that would be called like Chok. That would be called like Chok Yerechos, that would be kosher. So that's the Shaila, how does the seal work? Rashi said the Nafka Minor is, can you make a get this way or not? So Yomalei said back to Michwat Choritz, Yishno, it just presses out the sides, and therefore it's not called a Ksiva. Eisves Avakasher again, it says by the Tzitz again, Loiho Yokos Vaishokeya Elaboilet. The words Kodesh Lashem were not sunk in, but sticking out better. Kedin Rezov, like a golden coin. Now in the golden coin they make with a stamp, with a seal. Now Sakadadi, if you want to tell me, Michrat Choritz, how does the seal work? It just pushes out the sides, and the middle remains the way it was before, so that's not called a ksiva. If so, ho...